You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hello.
Yo, Pops.
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You have the hearing aid in, or what are you doing?
No, I can hear you, John. Do you have your hearing aid in? What are you doing? I can hear you.
All right, you're on the radio, just so you know.
We're not on the radio.
Oh, I am. Thanks.
Yeah, we're recording you.
Telling everyone I wear a hearing aid.
Well, that's okay. I mean, it's not a big deal, Dad. I mean, you should wear it more often. I love you. But anyway, because I like having conversations with you. Somehow we stumbled into a conversation where I was telling Dan, and Dan has some follow-up questions for you. And Dan really wanted to talk to you, although he's still waiting. I know you're still waiting for Dan to call you to do that South Beach session he promised that he would do. But we stumbled into a conversation of you swimming in the nude. And I always found it fascinating that you did that when I was younger in the backyard. And I think Dan had some follow-up questions to that.
Man, this is super awkward. Bob, hello. Good to talk to you.
First time you're meeting.
It's super awkward. Nice to talk to you, Bob. We're not on the radio. We're on a podcast. That's what happens, though, when your son is in charge with the heavy lifts around here. We asked him to have a conversation with you, and he threw it over to me to have with you. So, hello. It's nice to see you. And nice to talk to you, I should say.
Likewise.
I figured after 22 years, perhaps you two should talk to each other. You know,
I spent
plenty of time talking to your family.
That's what you figured. Anyway, so thank you, Bob. And it's yes, we are on the air right now. I'm sorry that we didn't tell you that more professionally, but we were talking about you swimming in the nude, and I was marveling. I was saying, what great freedom to have at 80 years old to be someone who could live that free. I was envious of you.
Well, I found out, you know, we had a pool in our backyard, and I used to get up early in the morning and swim in the nude, and I had never done it before until I visited a neighbor who had an indoor pool, and they all swam in the nude. So I tried it and liked it.
Seems wonderful. It really does. It seems like a wonderful thing, and so will you do it every day? And I did not mean for any of this to be creepy. It just makes me happy that you do it every day. And thank you for stopping by and telling us about it. Would you mind ranking your top three Bob Wiener swimming strokes for us? Bottom to top, though.
Wait, Dad, how many times were you upset when you would come downstairs, go to the swimming pool, and I was still out by the pool partying?
There were a number of occasions that I used to get up in the middle of the night to have to go to the bathroom, and I'd look out the backyard, the back window, and there'd be a party going on.
Yeah.
And it was John's party, and I was only wishing they would get out of there early enough so I could go swim.
Yeah. I was getting the pool ready for you.
Swim nude. Bob, good talking to you. I hope that one day we can swim nude together.
What?
There, I said it. I just hope we can do it one day.
What's your preferred stroke?
Top three strokes with Bob Wiener. Are you ready, Bob?
Not really, but Dan, you know what? If I ever do get into the pool, I'll match you stroke for stroke.
Hell yeah.
Now he's wow, baby.
Yes!
Whoa. Wait, Dad,
yes.
He wants Dad. He wants your top three swimming strokes.
No,
that's what
I
we
can't
want.
Wait to match him.
Backstroke, breaststroke, butterfly
stroke.
Full frontal stroke.
Can I come too?
The pool. Hell yeah.
Pool party.
This is so uncomfortable.
Well, you know what? I'm taken aback by this, but I may be able to give you some strokes.
Yes.
Breaststroke.
Yes.
Side stroke.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yes. Nice. Hold on. Wow.
Breaststroke is number three. Okay. Let's do it. Slow it down.
All right. Number two was what, Dad?
Which one stroke? I hope last one stroked in. Well, number three.
Breaststroke is three.
All right.
Side stroke.
Dad, wait. At number one, your number one swimming stroke is?
Crawl.
Excellent.
I don't know that last one, but.
Side stroke, though.
I'm assuming you guys know what a crawl is.
No idea, sir. Can you explain it, Mr. Wiener?
The crawl is how you normally swim hand over hand when you're swimming going forward. Australian crawl.
Freestyle.
Youngsters. What's that?
The Olympics calls it freestyle, that stroke.
Okay, we'll go freestyle, but in my day, it was known as the Australian crawl.
That a boy.
All right, yeah. Bleep off, Chris Cody. Thank you, Bob.
Stay strong, Dad.
Good talking to you, sir.
Great speaking with you, sir.
Likewise. Thank you.
All right, we'll go swimming later.